Kathy, you've had a beer lolly and a cider lolly in your time, haven't you?
Oh, plenty.
Yeah, you
plenty.
See, you see. I'm your American friend is aghast. inappropriately dressed, Kath, well, how were you, where were you?
Well, I'm a psychiatrist, okay, and I was in a very large psychiatric hospital.
Oh, yeah.
With one of those really long corridors that you only get in very large psychiatric hospitals.
Really, they exist, do they?
They do exist. They're not, actually, they don't anymore. They did 10 years ago, but they don't now.
Yeah, but they certainly, you know, it's not something that just was made up for films.
No. Okay. They used to use them for filming.
Okay, good, yeah.
Wandering down the corridor, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, looked down at my feet, because I heard that my feet were making different noises, and I'm wearing completely odd shoes.
Oh, good for you. When you say completely odd, what do you mean?
I mean, one has a 2-inch heel, one has half an inch heel. One is brown.
And you didn't notice until you looked.
You'd been at the beer lollies already, hadn't you?
I got up, got dressed, gone to work, and had not noticed.
With an inch and a half difference in your heel?
With an inch and a half difference, I'd driven to work. And it was only when wandering down the corridor with one shoe going tap and one going shush.
And just as Mr. Simpkins, who has been 25 years in one of the cells, well, Mr. Simpkins, I'm pleased to say you're all well again. You're not seeing the world wobbly like you used to. And they let him out and coming towards him on the corridor, and he goes, nurse, nurse. And we'll be joining what happened next with Mr. Simpkins and the gang. Same time tomorrow. Nurse, oh, nurse. It's an extraordinary story. Thank you very much, Kathy.